if you were going to say what has changed in this village, then you would say that, where would you start over the course of the 20th century?
I mean, look at that. We had no shops, you know, up till about, six, 7 years ago when they opened that shop. We were left without a shop. We were left without a petrol pump, without a garage. It was like a dead place. It really was. Now, there was a man, I was told, was called the Bran Seer. Have you heard of him? Well, he apparently was a very old man, and he professed to see into the future. And he said that Carmichael would almost die and then come back to life. Well, it did. So there was something in what he said. Because even the hotel was falling to bits and everything, and not a shop, nothing. So really, I don't know who he was, and I can't really remember. But anyway, I was told about him, and he had said Carmichael would more or less die, and it really did. The traffic was just going past, because there was nothing to stop. And that would be about 7 years ago or something like that, you know? And then two girls, Liz then, you know, Liz Crichton, and her friend Mary Vandervelt, they bought the garage premises from John Manning, and they set up their shop, and that started off the village again. And they got petrol and everything, but it was Mary and Liz that started it again. They took a chance, but they managed, started it again.